So I'm privileged to share with you a short story that Jesus shares with us in Luke chapter 15. He says, "Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.'" Now, believe it or not, this actually happened to me. 6 years ago, we moved to Edinburgh, and this is a true story. It sounds far-fetched. We were skint. We were pretty skint, weren't we, babe? I dropped a two-pound coin, and it just rolled beyond my vision, and it went somewhere in the bedroom. And I thought, well, I've got to go look for that. We weren't in a position in which I could just watch it roll away and it didn't matter. I don't imagine many of you would do that either. So I did have to search, and I felt silly searching for this coin that I had lost, but I did it. I did search. And so obviously, eventually, I found the coin, and I did rejoice. Even 6 years later, I still remember this. I remember rejoicing and thinking, oh, with such relief that I had found my coin. I even kind of held it up like, sweet, you know. Now you know what I'm like when nobody's watching. But yeah, I rejoiced, as any of us would. So Jesus tells us this story, and he finishes with one more verse. He said, "In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." And that's what this is all about. Today is a day of celebration and rejoicing, and there's so much to be happy about. A wonderful baptism, and we've got young people who are moving up, and we're celebrating their success. We've got one young person who is going on to uni. We'll celebrate her as well. So much to just rejoice about. But what Jesus is saying here in this little story that you may know, it's sandwiched between the prodigal son and the lost sheep as well. And he's making this point that whenever a sinner comes back, whenever a sinner is lost and then it's found, that angels rejoice in heaven. I don't know if you've ever been to a rugby game at Murrayfield. If Scotland scores a try, when you're there, the place erupts, doesn't it? Just imagine what it's like in somewhere that's much bigger than Murrayfield. The angels who worship God, when one sinner repents, they all erupt with rejoicing. So would you keep that in mind as we sing this next song about rejoicing? And remember that it's okay to celebrate all of these things today, but ultimately it's about celebrating those who come back to God.
Ready together? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Okay, now comes Rachel's big moment. Because we are going to divide you in two. You lot are all going to start off with Rachel and a microphone. We're not going to sing, I was just to keep you on your toes. We're not going to sing the yellow bit. Oh, no. We're going to start singing the, what color is that? Lilac bit. Lilac bit. And when they finish singing the yellow bit, they're going to go back to the lilac bit, and we're going to start singing the yellow bit. Have you all got that? Yes. And we'll sing it about 40 times. Ready? One, two. Okay, off you go.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say. Everybody together. Rejoice, rejoice.
voice, and again I say rejoice, 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 and again I say rejoice.
Though I do love all the parts of our service this morning, but we're going to recognize the children with some different prizes. So we have some different things. We recognize attendance to Sunday clubs, and then those that are moving up to a new year in school, which puts them in a new year in Sunday club. So we'll honor them as well, as well as a few other people. So I'm going to ask Kenny to come up and help me with just some different prize handing out so I'm not making it too long. But the first thing we're actually going to do is to see who won our points prize in the three younger clubs. The children get different amounts of points, thousands. We just go straight for thousands. We don't mess around with ones and tens. And one of the things that gets them points, which is maybe why it's a favorite, is the dice of
danger.
So that gives them 5,000 points when they win that. So there's lots of different things we do, but it is fun to see them, you know, bringing Bibles and taking part and answering questions. So we want to recognize the groups that have been working hard. So, Kenny, I have some sweets in the Faith Mission bag there if you just want to bring those over for our winning team. We'll build up a little suspense with our third place club. So if we can get a drum roll, please. In third place with 168,250 points, in case you were wondering, the Super Bees. Yay! And these are close contests, so second place is not too far ahead, but let's get a drum roll for second place. And that is the Bumblers with 172,500 points. So well done, Bumblers. And if you're quite clever, you've been working out the winning group, which is the Baby Bees. So a big round of applause for the Baby Bees. And the Baby Bees had 175,500 points. They have done an amazing job this term, answering questions and volunteering to do things. And they're very lucky with the Dice of Danger as well, I have to say. So, Ken, if you'd just like to take that, the leaders can kind of hand out some different things to the children. So another big round of applause for them. Great. Before we do our promotion bit, we'll look at some certificates of attendance. I know it's hard sometimes to maybe make sure everyone's here on time and ready to go, but parents, I'm just amazed at you, at how you are able to get them here, and they're always eager, you know, with their things, with their Bibles, and they have their offering, and they're excited every week to be here. So a lot of credit to you for helping them do that. But we'll just start with some certificates. And I'll start with the Baby Bees. So I think what we'll do, Kenny, if you can actually help me. Sorry, there's lots of little pieces in this part of the service. As I hand you one, if you can take it down and give it to the leaders or one of the children. So we have a certificate of excellent attendance for Joseph Tomasi. And we also have certificates of excellent attendance. I think I'll read these together. For Faith Chittick, Lily Carmichael, Billy Sutherland, and Noah McCallum. And then good attendance for someone who's been here much more recently, Elizabeth Kerr. For the Bumblers, I'll read all the excellent attendance, and then we can clap for them. So we have excellent attendance for Lydia Chittick, for Miriam Chittick, for Oliver McCallum, for Kyle Sutherland, for Hannah Ross. So a big round of applause for our excellent attendance. And a couple excellents who are at the back of the stack, so my apologies. We also have Catherine Robertson and Rory Hay with excellent attendance. And just right behind them with good attendance, we have Rachel Harris and Finley Black. And now we'll do the Super Bees. I know the Super Bees have their own kind of competition within their club, so this helps them get points just for themselves, and they'll have some special prizes coming up as well. But we have excellent attendance for Olaf Van Dyke, for Fergus Hay, for Alex Robertson, Owen Harris, Emma Ross. Yes, those are excellent attendance. And then we also have Robbie Sutherland with good attendance for the Super Bees. Great. So I think that's our certificates of attendance bit for the younger groups. And now we will do the prizes for those who are being promoted. So what we have for the baby bees is they have a Moses poster sticker book. So we've learned about Moses at various points throughout the year, but this is something that that they can have to have at home. So we have Joseph Tomasi and Faith Chittick and Lily Carmichael moving up. So would you like to come up and get your prize since you're moving up? That's quite a big change when you're that little, so it really is exciting to have them moving up. For the Bumblers, we have two girls moving up. One of them's here this morning. Miriam Chittick and Lara Perry are moving up. So, Miriam, if you'd like to come up and... And moving from Bumblers to Super Bees, you get a Good News Bible. So Miriam has just received a Good News Bible, and we'll get Lara's to her as well. So big round of applause for the Bumblers. And then for the Super Bees, we have the small blue gifts there. Sorry. Well, we do have these. We also have these. Our Super Bees have two separate lots. So there's the prize for those who are moving up. So if we can have Olaf Van Dyke and Robbie Sutherland coming up. And Danny Johnston's not here this morning, but he will get his as well. Let's give them a round of applause. And then this prize here is actually, they have their own point system. So I'll just recognize we have Olaf and Fergus and Danny who have kind of points for lots of different things. They help the leaders with different things. They volunteer. They memorize verses. They do lots of things. So the leaders got something special for them to do that. So let's give them a round of applause for that as well. And then the next thing is we have Crazy Crosses and 1BBC moving up as well. So I'll let Kenny kind of hand out those, and I can switch and help distribute things. There's just a couple thank yous I'd love to make as well for the Sunday clubs. First of all, I know I mentioned the leaders in the beginning of the service, but they really do, again, just a phenomenal job. So if we could thank the leaders for all their hard work every week for being here. And among the leaders as well, I have to say a huge thank you to Linda Skinner in particular for helping organize this particular service. She has so many things that she remembers that have to happen that are just not on my radar. So if we could just acknowledge Linda for helping pull all these bits together. And then also, our Sunday Club leaders are amazing, but there's a couple that I would love to recognize because they're going to be doing some different things in the church and moving on from being kind of weekly Sunday Club leaders. We have just a fantastic leader base, but at times God calls us on to different things, and I really want to recognize that they're being faithful to do that. So if I could ask Lynn Ruff and Andrea Wilson to come down, I have something for Lynn and Andrea, so you can give them a round of applause. And they're coming down from upstairs, so it'll just take them a minute. But they've been faithfully serving for years and are kind of involved in different things in the church as well, probably multiple things, as I know many of you are. But I just want to acknowledge them for having been very faithful leaders. And I'll just give them something from all of us as a thank you for your many years of faithful service.
Thank you so much. Genuine.
So yes, thank you for helping us celebrate all of these different people and groups. And I don't think I've missed any of the gifts or things to go out just yet, but if there's anything that you can think of, just let me know.